Well, tonight, Mr. Race expects to sign up old man Neff on the real estate deal. Jane, meanwhile, having misunderstood Mr. Neff to say that he had proposed to Neil for the hand of Neil's mother, is quite excited about that, because if Neil's mother marries Mr. Neff, it will mean Neil won't have his mother to support, and he can marry Marge. Our scene now is the Ace's bungalow a few minutes before 8, and we find Mr. Race all ready for the business conference. Here comes Jane. Listen.
Here.
Yes?
Oh, not so loud. I want to ask you something.
What's the matter?
It's about Marge.
Well, what about her?
Well, don't you think we ought to tell her before they get here?
Tell her what?
About Mr. Neff.
About Mr. Neff? Well, I've been telling her all through dinner. She knows I've got this deal on with him, that he's coming out tonight to sign up for us.
Yes, I heard you tell her that, but, I mean, don't you think we ought to tell her the real reason he's coming out?
The real reason?
Yes, I've been dying to tell her, but you know how she is. She's so sensuous about mentioning Neil that I've been sort of afraid to tell her.
I'm a little confused here. What has Neil got to do with this? You mean because Neil had that talk with the old man this morning?
Yes.
Well, that has nothing to do with Neil's marrying Marge.
Well, it certainly has. If Mr. Neff marries Neil's mother, then Neil won't have his mother to support.
Jane, you're not going to bring up anything about Mr. Neff marrying Neil's mother in the middle of this business discussion, are you?
Not bring it up? Dear, do you feel all right?
Do I feel all
right? You're so loud. She's getting dressed and she'll hear you. That's why I wanted to ask you before she came out if we ought to tell her what Mr. Neff told me about Mrs. Williams.
What Mr. Neff told you? Who said anything about Mrs. Williams?
Mr. Neff told me.
Told you what?
Well, you said Neil called you up and told you the whole thing.
He did. Neil called me up and told me he had a talk with the old man this morning about that item in the gossip column of the paper that Neil works on. And Neil promised to keep anything else out of the paper if Mr. Neff would give me his real estate business at 4%.
But I mean about his mother.
He didn't even mention his mother.
Didn't mention his mother?
No, and I wish you wouldn't. I don't care what you do after I sign Neff up, but for Pete's sake, Jane, please, please don't spoil this deal for me.
Real estate. You don't understand what Mr. Neff's coming out here for, the way you talk.
I do understand. Neil told me.
And Mr. Neff told me.
He told you what?
He said he made a proposal to Neil, and it's going to be all settled tonight once and for all.
That's it. He made a proposal. Oh, so you're in another one of your mix-ups again.
Who's mixed up? I think the last on the other foot, if you ask me. Mr. Neff told me...
Look, Jane, I haven't time to argue with you about it now. It's 7:55. They'll be here any minute. Let me sign my deal first. After that, I don't care what you do. After I get through, you can talk to Mr. Neff about anything.
After you get through?
The minute I'm through. The minute he signs this paper. This paper here.
The minute he signs it. Then we can talk about him marrying Mrs. Williams?
Yes, I don't care what you talk about when I've got his name on this paper. Now, is it a bargain?
Well, it's not much of a bargain, but I'll do it, I guess.
Thanks, Jane. I appreciate that, honestly.
It just seems funny to me why you want to talk business to a man who's head over shoulders in love with Mrs. Williams.
I haven't got time to go into that right now, Jane. It's getting late.
So you think we oughtn't to tell Marge anything about it, huh?
No, absolutely not.
All right, but don't holler so.
I'm sorry, Jane.
As a person can't say something.
I'm awfully sorry, Jane. I don't want to do anything to upset you, and you won't do anything to upset this deal, will you?
After you get through talking about the real estate,
then you can ask him about Mrs. Williams.
Ask him? Well, there's nothing to ask him. He told me this morning.
Jane, here she comes.
What? Nobody here yet?
No, Marge, but we expect them any minute now.
Darling, I wanted to make a grand entrance in my new dress.
Why, Marge, that's the loveliest dress I've
ever... You like it, Jane?
Like it? Why, you look stunned.
Well, I feel a little dizzy. I hardly know myself.
Why, that's the prettiest dress you ever had. Oh, I'm so glad you're wearing it tonight.
Why tonight?
Because when Mr. Neff comes...
Because we're expecting company, I guess she means.
Yes, that's what I mean. Oh, it's lovely, Marge, and your hair is so... Oh, Ozzie, you look like you just stepped out of a bandwagon.
Well, I don't blow myself very often to anything this classy, but I just couldn't resist this.
Well, don't you worry, Marge. You'll be able to get all the dresses you want someday.
Oh, I'm not that near my old age security pension, Jane.
No, I mean... Well, you just wait and see. You'll be sitting on Pretty Street.
What's all this about?
Saved by the bell. I'll go, Jane.
Well, you don't have to push me.
I'm sorry, Jane. Oh, did I hurt you, dear?
No, but you don't have
to... Just a moment.
Oh, that must be Mr. Neff. He's always right on the dot.
Is Neil coming with him?
Well, I don't know. All these arrangements are news to me. I just heard about it at dinner tonight.
Well, come right in, Mr. Neff.
Good evening.
Well, right on time, Mr. Neff. 8:00, right on the nose.
I always make it a point to be punctual.
Yes, I know, Mr. Knapp. Oh, I'll take your hat.
Oh, thank you.
Right through here. Dear, here's Mr. Knapp.
Well, Mr. Knapp, of all people.
Good evening, Miss... What do you mean, of all people? I told you I was coming out here tonight.
Yes, I know. I was only making conversation. May I present my best friend, Miss Hale? This is my friend, Mr. Knapp, Miss Hale.
Pleased to know you.
Well, I think we've met, Mr. Knapp. You remember the night you were over to dinner here?
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Sure, you remember Marge.
Yes, guess I do. I didn't know you were going to have company, Mr. Ace. This is a business deal.
Oh, Marge isn't company, you see.
Company? Why, Marge is like one of the family, and she's going to be, too, because...
Well, hey, honey, what are you talking about?
Oh, sit right here, Mr. Knapp.
Where's that young William?
Oh, he'll be here in a minute, I guess.
I hate to be standing around waiting.
Well, sit down, Mr. Knapp.
I like people that are on time. I make it a point to be on time, and I...
Oh, well, it's just 8 o'clock now. We ought to give him a minute leeway.
Well, I guess we'll have to.
He'll be here any minute.
Yes, Neil's pretty prompt.
Oh, yes, you like Neil, too.
I like people that are prompt. I want to get this thing over with.
Well, we can't do anything till he gets here. He'll be coming in.
I hope so. I hope he didn't have any trouble living up to his end of the bargain.
Bargain? What bargain?
Oh, I told you, Marge. Neil's getting his paper to stop running those items.
I don't want to hear about them, if you please, Mr. Ray.
Oh, I'm sorry. I understand.
I do, too, Mr. Death.
I do, too.
Yes. Well, we'll soon get this over with, I guess.
I hope so.
Yes. So do I. We won't have to wait very long.
I hope not.
Dear...
Yes, dear.
How about talking about the other thing first?
Jane, if you'll...
Well, I mean, as long as Neil's not here yet, anyhow.
What is it, Jane?
It's nothing, Marge.
What was it you said?
I said it's nothing, Marge.
No, I'm talking to Mrs. Ace. What did you say?
I said I thought maybe we ought to talk...
Oh, that's Neil. There he is. Good old Neil. I'll let him in. No, you let him in, Jane. It's Neil, Mr. Neff. I told you he'd be here. It's Neil.
Well, I hope it is. I've got to get back home.
Shall I let him in, dear?
Yes, go ahead and
let him... All right.
I'd like to get this straightened out right away. I shouldn't have come away tonight at all.
Why not, Mr. Neff? Are you feeling all right?
I feel fine.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, hello there, Jane.
Hello.
Well,
hurry up, Neil. He hates people that are impromptu. Come on, hurry. It's after 8.
Oh, it's not much after 2, man.
Hello there, Neil. Sure glad to see you. Come in.
Well, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Neff.
You're late.
Well, better late than never, I always say.
And I always say...
Hello there, beautiful. I didn't know you. Let me look at you.
Well, I was wondering if you were going to say anything.
Well, I've got to get back home as soon
Where's
as
that,
I...
Mom?
Let's get this.
Oh, you thing. Want me to model it for you? All right.
Well, if that isn't a navy blueprint with yellow and white daisies running around all over the place, then you can blow me down.
Yes, Neil, now
I... Where did you learn so much about women's clothes?
Marge, you look like a million.
I assure you I am not over 25.
Now, if you two don't mind
Young man, I've been waiting for you here. Did you or did you not bring that agreement from your paper?
Oh, I beg your pardon, Mr. Knapp.
Well, I should hope you would.
But you can't blame me for raving over the girlfriend here, can you? Now, look at it. Did you ever see...
Very nice, very nice. Now, if you'll let me have that signed statement from that columnist promised not to mention me anymore.
Oh, sure.
Oh, well, you did get it.
Did I get it? Of course. You know us Williamses never go back on our word. Here you are. All in order. And signed by Bowers himself.
Let me see that.
It's okay if Neil says it is, Mr. Knapp.
Well, I want to read it.
Okay.
I, the undersigned, promise never to mention to you an African column, even by name when you enter. Yes. Yes, it seems all right.
It does? Well, hurry up and sign it, Mr. Knapp.
Sign it?
Yeah, so we can talk about
it. No, Jane, he doesn't sign... Mr. Knapp, she doesn't understand these business matters. Now, I have here the paper for you to sign about this real estate deal.
Yeah, let me see that.
There you are. It's the usual real estate form. I filled in the 4%.
Yeah, I've signed enough of these to know one when I see it. Well, I promised, and I'll sign it, but it's robbery.
Oh, no, I don't think so, Mr. Knapp. We'll both make a lot of money out of this.
I hope so.
Oh, well, here's a pen.
I've got a pen.
Oh, well, here, you can hold this book on your lap.
Well, hurry up, Mr. Knapp.
Please, Jane.
All right. There you are, Mr. Ace.
At last. Now.
No, what?
Now, about Mr. Knapp and Mrs. Williams.
What's that?
About how you proposed to Mrs. Williams.
Proposed? Was that, Jane?
Jane, what do you mean?
Who proposed to Mrs. Williams?
Why, Mr. Knapp, you told me yourself this morning.
Hey, what is this?
Don't look at me. I'm out of the picture from now on.
What is this? A trick?
Neil, do you know what this is all about?
Jane, did you say he proposed to my mother?
Why, he told me this morning.
I told you what?
Didn't you tell me you asked Neil if you could marry his mother?
Marry his mother? Me?
Well, if that Neil, you knew he did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jane, you better not
talk. Mr. Ace, what is the meaning of this?
Well, I'm not in on this part of the entertainment at all, but I think I know where she got the wrong impression.
Wrong?
You told her that you had made Neil a proposal.
Made me a proposal?
Well, Mr. Wilson.
She thought you meant proposal in the marrying sense of the word.
Well, what does proposal mean? It only means one thing to me, and he can't say he didn't say that to me.
I said no such thing.
Well, you certainly did, Mr. Neil. And if you think you're going to spoil my best friend's life that
way... Are you talking about me by any chance?
Well, sure I am. He can't say he didn't say it. He said he was going to marry Neil's mother, and now Neil can marry you because he won't have his mother to support anymore.
I said I was going to marry his mother?
Oh, you finally admit it.
Jane, what do you mean he's going to marry my mother so I won't have her to look
well,
at?
Well, isn't that the only reason you can't marry Mars?
Yes, but my mother isn't even thinking of getting married.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I'm not either.
You're not?
I can't get married. I've got a mother 73 years old myself. I have to look after her.
What?
You've got a mother.
And I've got to hurry back home to her now. I shouldn't have come out tonight at all.
Well, Mr. Neff's in the same boat Neil and Marge are in. But luckily, Mr. Ace put his deal over anyhow. We learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.